And coming into our body scan this morning, letting ourselves take care of our bodies, that there are no tight, contracted spots, so make any adjustments you might need. Make sure there's no pulling on the low back. And if you're sitting, that you feel nice and planted and upright and dignified. Whether sitting or standing, you might find it helpful again to roll the shoulders up, back, and down, and feel those shoulder blades nicely flattened to the back, which you can really feel if you're lying down. And the nice uplift to the chest. Letting the arms be soft, the legs be soft. And feeling the breathing at the belly. Letting that expand to take in the whole body. And within this wider awareness, let's remember to bring our mindfulness, our kindfulness to this practice of body scan, being aware in a kind, curious way, and trusting the body. So here's part of a poem that I read early on in mindful living, as we go into body scan, from Kabir. Be strong then, and enter into your own body. There you have a solid place for your feet. Think about it carefully. Don't go off somewhere else. Kabir says this. Just throw away all thoughts of imaginary things and stand firm in that which you are. So can we take his instruction to stand firm in that which we are? Simple body, moment to moment. Now beginning to let the breath gently recede into the background of awareness. We'll use it periodically to help us deepen our awareness into different parts. Let's now drop our attention down into our feet, feeling the left foot, the right foot, beginning with the soles of the feet. What can you sense here? We're not thinking about the body, not the imaginary things. Direct sensory awareness. What's happening here? Sense of temperature, coolness, warmth, pressure, vibration. Maybe there's discomfort. Wherever there's discomfort, can we open a little more deeply into it? And instead of calling it pain or my pain, just feel the constituent sensations of the experience, the pulling, the pressure, the burning, whatever it may be. And let go of the story. Sensing to the toes, left foot, right foot. and the spaces between. And the tops of the feet, what can you sense here? Breathing in and out of the feet, deepening the awareness, as if the breath travels down the body all the way to the toes and back again a few times, carrying a deeper awareness. And on an exhale, releasing that and coming into the ankles and the shins and the calves. And by now, the attention's probably wandered a few times. To remember, we don't beat ourselves up for wandering mind. You just notice it. Ah, there you are. Thinking, planning, worrying, daydreaming, judging. And then we just gently come back to the present moment through body. Knowing this is our true home, this present moment. And gently shifting awareness into the knees, opening to how they are. There may be pleasant sensations, unpleasant. There may be neither. We notice now the thighs, the length of the thighs, all the way up and including the hip joints. Feeling the muscles, the bones, the joints. Opening into whatever may be a little difficult, breathing in and out of it. Noticing the changing nature of any difficult sensations. They're moving, they're in flux. And then let's recruit the breath again to deepen our awareness. So breathing down through the body, all the way to the toes, really feeling into the lower extremities, just as they are. Feeling body, no more, no less than it is. This is our mindfulness. This is a skill that is especially helpful when there is discomfort in the body. No more, no less than it is. No story, just direct sensory awareness, moment to moment. And then releasing the lower extremities on the exhale, gently shifting to the hands. Beautiful place for for most of us to rest our awareness as we feel the multitude of sensations in the fingers and thumbs. Pulsing, the vibration, the sense of liveliness that the hands often have. Noticing too the palms of the hands. In the backs of the hands. And then letting the attention gently shift into the wrists and forearms, up to and including the elbows. Feeling these muscles, these bones, these joints. Always experimenting with breathing in and out of or breathing with any challenging sensations. And then letting the awareness travel up into the upper arms and shoulder joints. What can you feel here? Left and right. And letting the breath help us, breathing all the way down through the arms to the fingertips. Getting grounded in the miracle of body. And on the exhale, shifting now our awareness into the pelvic region, where we can feel the buttocks and the sitting bones, the pelvic girdle, the genitals. Deep inside, the bladder, lower intestines, opening here. Noticing the movements of the breath in the pelvic region. And then gently letting awareness move up into the belly. Feeling the rise and fall of the belly. Sensing deep within, perhaps some digestion. Recognizing and allowing whatever we should notice here. And then letting the awareness travel to the back of the body, the low back region, tailbone, sacrum, the whole low back area, opening to what you may find here, often tight. Breathing in and out of it. Letting go of stories and just sensing directly body as body. Be strong then and enter into your own body. There you have a solid place. Throw away all thoughts of imaginary things. Letting the awareness travel up the back. We begin to feel more muscles at the back, along with the ribs and the spine, feeling them moving with breathing. Coming up to the shoulder blades, noticing how they wing up and out with each breath, and then come back down again, like little wings. And letting attention move into the shoulder muscles. And the back of the neck, a whole region that often gets tense, sore with the stress of our lives. With kindfulness, feeling into this region. And then let's allow our awareness to move into the chest cavity, where we may feel the heart beat ever so subtly, and certainly the movements of the lungs as the chest goes up and down. And feeling too into the front of the neck. Being curious, being kind. Let's let the breathing help us again so we can feel from the nape of the neck, the chin, all the way down to the pelvic region. Feeling the whole of the torso opening to that. So much to feel. Some of these sensations too may be about what we're feeling emotionally. Flutters of anxiety in the belly, sinking feelings in the chest and belly, with sadness, with depression. Flutters too in the chest with anxiety. Tightness in the throat when we're frightened. Or fear powerless, opening to these experiences as they are, no more, no less. Noticing how sensations change. And on the exhale, let's release the torso and the neck and breathe in and out of face and head. Let's feel it all together as a whole. And then letting that be as we notice the parts, the chin and the jaws opening to how they may feel a little tight. Aware of the mouth, the lips, the teeth, the tongue, the palate, the sense of taste. Moisture. Feeling into the nose and the passage of air through the nostrils. Sensing into the cheeks and the cheekbones. And opening to the eyes. Eyeballs, the eyelids, the muscles around and between them, often tight, constricted with the stress of our complicated lives. And feeling into the forehead. Sensing the scalp, the cranium, hair. Over the top, the sides, the back. And feeling to the ears and aware of hearing. And then breathing in and out of face and head. Letting that sense of breathing in and out extend down to the fingertips. Down through the torso to the pelvis. And all the way down to the toes. Feeling again breath and body as a whole together. Opening to any spots that are giving you a bit of trouble, little difficulty, recognizing and allowing them, investigating them a little bit with your awareness, breathing in and out of that spot. And remembering whatever difficulties there may be in the body, they're not constant. They're changing. They're not the whole story of our lives. And this is a way we nurture ourselves with this simple awareness, this kindfulness. Feeling again, breath and body as a whole. And appreciating that we've given ourselves this time to become embodied into the present moment through body, a gift to ourselves. Skill to be present here and now and in the next few moments, embodied, awake, alive. Standing firm in that which you are.